Thousands of Connecticut residents struggle with food insecurity, which means they lack access to affordable, healthy food. As Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, the winter can be especially difficult, but mobile food pantries are trying to fix that.
I'm here for me and my mom, okay? Thank you.
Tina Delfonso pushes a folding shopping cart along tables of fresh vegetables, fruits, meat, and poultry in a small parking lot at Elm Ridge Park in Rocky Hill. The donated food is brought in on a truck by FoodShare, the Greater Hartford Region's food bank.
We need it because people are hungry. And that's a sad thing. People are hungry in this country, you know what I mean?
Or in any country, really.
The food bank's mobile pantry program started as a way to get healthy produce to a handful of sites that had limited capacity for fresh food. It has expanded over the years, and the trucks now bring food to 64 sites across the state. At each location, a pantry sets up outside for about an hour. It's an option for residents who may not be able to travel to the closest brick-and-mortar pantry.
Merry Christmas.
Hi. Same to you.
Hey, hi. Getting for me and my mom, who's not feeling well today.
Residents like Delfonso say it helps bridge the gap during tough times. For her, that was a battle with lung cancer. She's now in recovery.
It's just such a good help here. I mean, we would have nothing without that, you know?
More than 400,000 Connecticut residents are food insecure, according to the most recent report by Feeding America, an organization that tracks hunger in the United States. And nearly half those residents don't qualify for food assistance programs like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Food insecurity has been linked to an increased risk of health problems like diabetes, hypertension, cognitive problems, sleep issues, and poor oral health. Sarah Santora of FoodShare says the mobile pantry service is open to anyone. Customers don't have to qualify for state or federal assistance programs. They don't have to reveal their citizenship status or their income level.
It's very surprising to many people that the numbers of people that are at the pantry, at the shelter, and at the mobile truck. There's no part of Connecticut that there aren't people that are struggling.
Despite the freezing weather, people stand in line at the Rocky Hill site and wait their turn for food. Pantry volunteer Carla Grasso gives out heads of lettuce to each customer in line, a line that she herself used to stand in.
I had two children that I was single mom, and it was hard, so you have to do what you have to do. And then, you know, to be on this side now, and so it just gives me, I love doing it. I mean, anything to help.
The supply people get at the mobile pantries isn't meant to be a primary source of food. It's a supplement to the produce residents can buy at grocery stores, where some of the healthiest products like fruits and vegetables can be expensive. FoodShare CEO Jason Jakubowski says that makes it hard for residents who have to decide between paying for good quality food and electricity, or heat, transportation, or health insurance.
In all of those different choices, food usually ends up being the one thing that gets cut out. And if we're there to help, be able to help bridge that gap, I mean, that's what our job is, and that's what our main purpose is out in the community.
The mobile pantries visit each site twice a month. Locations and schedules are available at foodshare.org. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.